It's a bright and sunny day in this small town America. The streets are quiet for now. However, soon they will be filled with the sounds of joy and laughter. On this day, you can find plenty of purple and gold around town, even though we're 1,000 miles away from Vikings country. That's because today is the 10th annual Adrian Peterson Day in his hometown of Palestine, Texas. It's a day that celebrates the achievements of a hometown hero, but it's also a day for the former MVP to get back to his roots.
It's very important for me to stay connected. I learned so much here, and you know, so many great supporters here as well. And there's no place like home.
For the past decade, Adrian's hometown has welcomed him back with open arms.
Oh yeah, it's 10 years, man. It really means a lot to come back to my hometown and to see all the support. But even more than that, for me, it's about just giving back to the community.
A community that has watched him play under their own Friday night lights before he became a Pro Bowl back for the Minnesota Vikings.
Being from Texas and how big football is here, just those Friday night lights, man. You know, going out and, you know, you have all your classmates and family and, you know, friends in the stadium, just sitting there watching you play. You know, then after the game, you got the weekend to go out and just kind of relax and have a good time. The pep rallies before the game, before you get out of school, those are all the memories that I hold with me.
After the parade route that gives the chance for AP to see all of his friends and family, the town celebrates and hangs out with the star running back.
He walks around with everybody. He hangs out with people. He's just, you know, he's real accessible, real personable, kind of remembers where he came from and doesn't, you know, big time it, I guess, is what people say nowadays.
Oh, this day is real special just because it's Adrian. You know, it kind of started off as a tribute to Adrian. It's turned into more of him giving back to the community. And he does a fantastic job that he loves all these people. All the people waiting in line right there, he'll sign every autograph, talk to everybody, the coaches that he's had. You know, some of them have been here today. Marcus is down from Oklahoma. So it's just a big day for him and his family. It's been neat to see over the 10 years, see how that's evolved.
Giving back to his hometown over the years has been important, but no year has been more important than this year.
Now, we've been following developing news today thanks to, or unfortunately because of, rising floodwaters in the East Texas town of Palestine.
This spring, dangerous storms and flash flooding decimated the town of Palestine, forcing many people out of their houses and causing the tragic deaths of a grandmother and her 4 grandchildren.
And just for it to rise that fast that it would claim some lives, it's hard to believe, but obviously it did. So. And it's tragic.
When Adrian heard the news, he came to the aid of his hometown and was quick to donate to the flood victims and their families.
My main focus was to the funds to go to the people that was hit the most. You know, people that lost house, lost everything. And that's where I wanted it to be directed first, and that's where it went.
Well, that means a whole lot, you know, to see a person from your hometown to do what he's doing, because he didn't have to do it.
You know, God has blessed me to be in a position to be able to extend my hand and help others, you know. Things like getting sheetrock for your house that, you know, people are just so grateful for. You know, it's like the small things, and I'm big on small things.
Oh, everybody has been so gracious here in East Texas. That's what we do in our hometown. We stick together, and we come together when rough times and hard times come. And everybody has been so gracious to what Adrian has reached out and did for his community. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is giving back.
It just shows what type of person he is. He's always humble. He's always cared about his community. And being raised here in Palestine, he hasn't forgot where he came from. And the one thing I'm most proud of, and he stays so humble and giving back to the community in so many very different ways.
For the people of Palestine celebrating the 10th annual Adrian Peterson Day, it's only fitting for him to help rebuild the community that helped shape and build him into the man he is today.
To me, he's the same little boy as he was at 10, 15, to 25, and now 31. So, I mean, we joke league MVP, you know, but to us, it's just Adrian. So he's a great human being, great friend, loving father, ambassador for Palestine. I think he's done wonderful with what God's given him.
Adrian hopes to have many years to come, celebrating with his hometown friends and family after all the great memories created by his very own holiday deep in the heart of Texas. Join us next week on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink, to learn who is rising in the jockeying for playing time and roster spots. Plus, a Minnesotan who's always strived to work harder than the rest gets to help other athletes just like him earn a leg up on their competition. That's next week on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.